So, for those of you from America, this week was, of course, an important momentous event took place. You don't know? It was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Right. I don't care about the teams. I actually didn't care about the game. What I'm most interested in, I know for those of you not from America, this is all totally foreign culture. It doesn't mean anything to you. But of course, your game of football is not really football. But anyway, I know you think exactly the opposite. But okay. But so why is the Super Bowl important? Because the reason why it's such a cultural event, it's really a cultural event that everybody watches it because of the commercials.
Yeah,
the commercials are a huge, huge deal. Sorry. Companies spend many tens of millions of dollars to advertise during the
for 30 seconds,
right, for the Super Bowl. And why is this important? Because they preview all the commercials on YouTube before they actually show them. It used to be like exciting; you would watch the commercials. That's over now. And what's interesting to me is I watched some of them were clever. Some of them were interesting. But the whole point of the commercials, what are the points? What's the point of any commercial, of any advertising in general?
So to get you to buy the product.
Marketing.
Well, how do they get you to buy? It gets you to, there's an important thing before you buy, it has to get you to want it. That's right.
Or feeling inadequate because you don't have it.
Right. There's some of them that are.
That is so true.
Or like you're a bad parent if you don't do this.
Well, some of them were, some of them are clever. There's a very long one, it's great. There's a very long one, in which Jerry Seinfeld spends a ton of time trying to be, it's not that he wants the car. What does he want?
To be first.
He wants to be the first owner of the car. And I thought that was fascinating. It was very clever. It was a funny commercial. It was very funny.
Very funny one.
But it was about being first. It's not enough to want it. This is really interesting. He didn't want it, and he spent the entire commercial trying to figure out ways to get the guy who bought the car first to let him be first. And it dawned on me, that is lo tachmod. You know what I'm saying? That is lo tachmod. So I wanted to spend the shiur today. I did something I almost never do. I made sheets. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I prepare and everything. Okay? What can I tell you? It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's one Aseret HaDibrot. This prohibition of Lo Tachmod. So what we have to figure out is, we're going to learn the psukim very, I wouldn't say briefly. We'll learn the psukim. We're going to read them. We're going to compare them with Dvarim, with Vayetchanan, as we'll soon see, and then try to figure out what in the world it means, lo tachmod. Okay? What is the prohibition? What does Hashem not want us to do? We need to move more?
Yeah.
Just watch the coffee. Aviva, push. Breathe gently. There we go. Okay. How is it? It came out okay?
Coffee's delicious.
Yummy.
Muffins are yummy.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. All of you listening at home, you lose. Okay. Why are people in Israel that live? People in Israel that live that listen? Mm-hmm. Got a lot of Israeli listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Parashat Yitro, Ten Commandments. Well, that's the highlight. So very often we do all the stories, we don't do the commandments. So turn to Parak Kaf. Pasuk. Well, let's just do the Pasuk before, it's important. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Chapter 20, verse 13. Yeah. Actually, ironically, not on this one. That's the Ramban, right?
Yeah.
Yud Gimel?
Uh-huh. Kaf, Yud Gimel.
Yeah.
Go great together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tirtzach does not mean don't kill. What does Lo Tirtzach mean? Don't murder. Like killing and murder are not the same. As we all know. There's many cases where killing is permitted. Murder is not permitted. Lo tinaf. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Lo tignov. What does that mean?
Do not steal.
But Rashi says clearly, it doesn't mean do not steal because there's a separate prohibition of not stealing. Do not kidnap.
Which one's the second
prohibition? Rashi, lo tignov begonev nefashot hakatu medaber. Because it says lo tignovu. In another context, it says lo tignovu, you shall not steal. So lo tignov is don't kidnap. Lo ta'ane berei acha eid shaker.
This one is the kidnapping one?
Rashi says.
Top 10.
Because this is lo tignovu. Okay. Right? Rashi says, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, those are things that are capital crimes. So too, this lo tignov is also a capital crime. Okay? Well, you're also not allowed to steal, but you're really not allowed to kidnap. Okay? Lo taneh b'recha et shaker, you shall not bear false witness against your fellow man. Finally, lo tachmod b'et re'acha. You shall not, translate the word,
covet.
Isn't it covet or covet?
Covet.
I don't know, whatever. Okay. Oh, where's the English person? Covet or covet?
Covet.
You shall not covet. What does that mean? Your friend's house.
Desire.
Lo tachmod eshet re'acha. You shall not covet.
I knew you were going to speak about this.
I think I wrote that I was going to speak about it. Yeah. I was like, you know, it's not, you know. Okay. You shall not covet your friend's wife, va'avdo, his servant, va'amato, his maidservant, v'shoro v'chamoro, or his ox, or his donkey, v'chol asher l'reyach. Anything he has. It's a fascinating commandment for a bunch of different reasons. The first one is, how is this one not like the other? What?
How do you command not to
feel? That's not the first question. That's the last question. Very good. We're going to actually deal with that in depth. Okay? What's the first question? Just textually. First, we want to discuss it textually. Okay? There's a bunch of textual questions that you want to look at and see, like, how is this one not like the other?
Keeps going into more and more detail.
Right. Lo tachmod.
From the general. And then
lo tinaf. Somehow, it's clear when it says lo tinaf, do not sleep with your friend's wife or his sister or his mother. It doesn't say that.
Yeah.
Right? But all of a sudden, when it comes to lo tachmod, it says lo tachmod beit reach. His house. Oh! Or his wife. Or his servants. Or his cow. Right. Or
anything.
Right. It's very, very interesting.
It could have just said anything.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Which gives you a sense.
Differentiates between the two different kinds of animals. Kinds of animals.
Yeah.
Right. You get
one is the shor and work. One is his work, and one is his transportation.
Shor and chamor.
Really? Yeah. Chamor.
You don't like his truck or his Ferrari, basically. Okay. What's it? That's question number one. I think the question is, it's almost self-explanatory. I mean, Chazal, they learn out all kinds of different rules. We'll see some of them. Lo tachmod applies to things that are, you know, that are bought and sold, things that are acquired, things that pass from hand to hand, things that don't. And it also applies to property that's called davish ein bo metaltin, or things like karka, his house, his field. Okay, things that are not transferable by simple transaction. Chazal learn out all of these things. But so that's great. But textually, one gets the sense that there's an emphasis on lo tachmod that there isn't on other things. And I actually wrote in my email, I tweeted this, I think lo tachmod today has got to be the hardest of the commandments. The hardest. I believe in God. We're good. Okay. We struggle sometimes, but pretty good. Okay, we're pretty good. There's green chairs in the other room. Okay? I believe, you know what I'm saying? We don't bow down to idols. No problem. We don't take God's name in vain to a large degree. I don't see people struggling with that. Okay, but Shabbos, yeah, so we have a thing here and there. Honoring parents, not so easy. That's a tricky one. Nonetheless, I don't see people kidnapping. I hope not murder. Adultery in general is considered, you know, taboo, at least in our community. But you don't see a multi-billion-dollar industry whose entire goal is to get people to commit adultery. You don't see that. You don't see a multi-billion-dollar industry whose entire goal is to get you to murder.
Yeah.
But you do have, literally, a multi-billion-dollar industry that's incredibly effective and incredibly powerful, whose entire goal is not just to get you to want the car. Its goal is to get you to want to be the first to have the car.
But this doesn't say you can't want the car. You can't want your neighbor's car.
I thought it was also that not just that you want your neighbor's car, but you want it and you don't want him to have it. It's not just that you want your neighbor's house. You want it and you don't want him.
Good. Now we come into the question. What does it mean, lo tachmod? What is chemda? What does it mean? We have to struggle. That's a very simple question. What is the prohibition?
That That's why they didn't stop at Lo Tachmod.
What does it mean?
Lo Tachmod would mean don't want anything.
Uh-huh.
That's not the commandment.
Don't what is the commandment?
Don't want from your neighbor.
You don't.
She has a beautiful necklace, and I shouldn't want her necklace. Doesn't mean I shouldn't want necklaces.
When if she has an iPhone, should I not want an iPhone, or should I not want her iPhone? I should want an iPhone.
There's nothing wrong with wanting an iPhone.
Really?
Other than side issues.
How do you specify who your neighbor is?
Well, anybody.
Everybody's your neighbor.
Next door?
Anybody, everybody, everybody.
That means it has to be that it belongs to somebody else.
Really?
Exactly.
Okay. I thought that too. Except, of course, as we all know, the Ten Commandments appear twice. And he didn't bring Devarim with you, but I got one. Okay? Listen carefully, very importantly. V'lo tachmod eshet re'echa. That sounds familiar, right? But in Devarim, eshet re'echa comes first.
Here also.
No, here we have lo tachmod beit re'echa. Beit re'echa, beginning of your dalet. In Yitro, Beit Re'echa comes first.
How come I don't have that? I have a different text. Oh, Beit Re'echa. Oh, I started here.
Yeah, that's why.
It's interesting to put a...
Okay. And in Dvarim, it starts Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa. The wife comes first. Okay? Fine. And there the Ramban says, because Yetzer Leib Ha'adam Ran Niru Minurav B'Isha Yoter Min Hakol. Right? The sexual desire is the greatest desire. We want sexuality more than we want stuff. Okay, great. Then it goes on and says, listen very carefully.
Not according to the other shir we went to.
Not according to the other shir you went to?
Oh, Sean Bai.
I'm not going there. Velo Velo tit aver beit re'echa. Hear it? Velo tit aver. What is
desire.
Tit aver? You shall not desire the house of your friend. Sadehu v'avdo v'amato v'shoro chamoro v'chol asher l'reyecha.
Sado.
Now it's all the same stuff, but it's not lo tachmod, rather lo tit aver. And now we always talk about the difference between shamor v'zachor, right? That it says shamor yom shabbat l'kachor on one and zachor v'dibur echad lo tachmod and lo tit aver. Are they the same thing? On the spot, there Rashi says, one second, lo tit aver, he says, velo terog, he translates, he brings the translation of, one second, of, I think Unklos, maybe, hey, velo terog, what he says then, avu lashon chemda, it is a language of chemda, of desire, kemo nechmad lemar'eh. It looked good. Says Rashi, Lo Tit Aveh is a language, a dual language to Lo Tachmon. But of course, as you can all guess, that's not a universally accepted. It's machloket. It's a huge machloket. So we have to ask ourselves a number of different questions. What is Lo Tachmon? Is Lo Tachmon the same as Lo Tit Aveh? Because if it is, then you're not right. You're incorrect. It's not, if it's Lo Tit, what does Lo Tit Aveh mean? Does Lo Tit Aveh mean I can't want hers? Or I can't want it at all. I shouldn't want it at all. That's what it sounds like, right?
But it also has the re'echa.
What?
It doesn't have the re'echa in the
Lo tit aveh.
No, the re'echa is with the tachmod.
Beit re'echa, sadeh obav, deh obav, shomo, v'chol asher l're'echa. Anything your friend has.
His.
You shouldn't want to have it. You shouldn't want it. Really? Are you going to be that literal and say, I can only not want his, but I want something like his? You know what I'm saying?
I shouldn't want his.
It's a very self-serving. It's a very.
I don't understand that you can read it otherwise.
What do you mean? Anything he has, you shouldn't want. What should
oh,
you want?
Shouldn't want.
You shouldn't want it because it's his. But if you need it, make it a car. What? Want a car.
Right. You could want a car for what?
But you can't want that his car exactly like him because to outdo him or to
keeping up with the Joneses
so that he won't have it.
Oh, who's it? Where did you get the word so that he won't have it? We just added that in. Right? Where's there a basis? What's the basis for what you just said?
That's what the Tachmod is, no?
What's Lo Tit Aveh?
Well, if you have it,
it is.
Lo
Tit Aveh is not Tachmod.
Right.
It is that you want it for yourself. Not
right.
For somebody else.
Correct. Not somebody else.
What you're saying would have to read Lo Tachmod Eved, Lo Tachmod Isha, Lo Tachmod Shor, Lo Tachmod chamar.
No, no.
It doesn't say chamar. It says chamaro. It says his. Ah. It doesn't say you shouldn't want a donkey. Mm-hmm.
And lo tit aver beit reyacha, you shouldn't want his house or his car or his field. You shouldn't want his thing.
It sounds to me his stuff. I don't even hear the argument that you shouldn't want any.
Very good.
I don't see that.
I got 7 copies.
Of the art chair.
Everybody, there's two pages. I think there's two. Should be. Really? There's only one? Oh, whatever. You all work it out. Okay. There's page one and page two. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So give over there. Everybody share. We're going to go through some mefarshim on Lo Tachmod. There's two pages.
Two pages.
One has a big Lo Tachmod on the front. Okay. Can you give this side?
The one that I gave with my...
Give them over here. Put one over here. There you go. And there's somebody had an extra... Oh, I mean. Okay. All right, Lo Tachmod. First thing we're going to look at is the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is on the top right-hand corner, right under where it says the big Lo Tachmod. Okay? And it presents us a problem. What bothers us about Lo Tachmod? To be honest with you, the reason why we like Lo Tachmod is because Lo Tachmod, or Tachmod, is the engine of our economy. Right?
Competition.
Not competition. Desire. Buying stuff.
Consumerism.
You know what happened? Remember when 9/11 came around? You remember what George Bush said as soon as 9/11 happened? He said two things. We're going to get these guys. And what? It's exactly what he said. He said, go shop. Go shopping. He said, don't stop buying things. Why? Because then the terrorists have won. Because the economy of America is sadly dependent upon people still buying stuff. Have to keep buying and buying and buying and buying. It's a consumerist economy. Right? And if we don't buy, then you have a recession and people suffer. They don't earn. But it has this consumer society has generated tremendous wealth. Just absolutely tremendous wealth. For all of us. Every single one of us. Okay, so how do you jive that with Lo Tachmod? If you took away the advertising industry, it's usher. Right? You know what I'm saying? Imagine every time an advertiser wanted to advertise, the first thing he had to do was go to either the Badats or the Eilech Haredis to get an approval to say this advertisement does not violate the principles of Lo Tachmod. What? You have a blank screen. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? I'm sorry, but last I checked, it sounds like so crazy, doesn't it? This is the Ten Commandments. That's Saras Adibros. It's not as crazy as it sounds. Like, we think it's crazy that our society should be based upon a Sarah Dibra?
We're so conditioned to the advertising.
But it's even more than that, because if you covet your neighbor's wife, let's say, you will commit adultery. If you, let's say, covet his stuff so much, and we know people who murder people for stuff, meaning it's even more than that a lot of the other commandments are based on Lo Tachmod.
Very good. So I'm saying, what would that say about a society? What would be the society that actually lived the principle of Lo Tachmod?
You wouldn't need some of the other stuff.
You wouldn't need some of the stuff. None of us would have these. None of us would have these, even though we all have them. Why? Because the reason we have them is because everybody has them. Because they've convinced us
that we need them.
And not only that, they convinced us that this one, this is a 3, right?
A 4.
Oh, see? Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Four. It's not a 4S, though. It's not a 4S. They're really good at it. They're so good at it. They really are. They've convinced us that a phone that's 6 months old is useless. That's crazy. It's crazy. But we all buy into it. They're really good at it.
Says. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can't use that as an excuse. Oh, the advertising industry is so horrible. That's why I have to go buy this phone. Like,
grow up.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be so easy? Yeah, you're right. 100%. There you go. Ibn Ezra on the top right. Lo Tachmod.
Please update.
Says Ibn Ezra. Anashim Rabim Yitmuhu al Zota Mitzvah. Many people will wonder about this Mitzvah. Ech Yeh Adam Shelo Yachmod Davar Yafeh Belibo Kol Mashu Nechmad Lemaraei Einav. How could a person... You see where I am? You don't see where I am. Okay. How could a person not want something nice that looks good? What do you mean? Yes?
I think if your values are elsewhere, I mean, it's very possible to say, this stuff is not important. To say, in the greater scheme of things, this is what's important, this is what's important. An iPhone, it's not important, it's just a thing.
Right. But it's really cool. Okay, I'm going to agree with you. He obviously is going to agree with you too. The Rambam is also going to agree with you. The Rambam is going to agree with you more clearly the way you formulated it than the way Ibn Ezra formulated it. He says, "Listen, da, etem lecha mashal. I'll explain to you by means of a parable. Da, no, ki ish kafri sheyesh lo dat nechona. Take a village man who has proper seichel, v'hu ra'a bat melech shehi yafa, and he sees the king's daughter. He sees the princess." He doesn't want her. He doesn't desire her. Why? He understands. He's like, she is way out of your league. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't even desire her because she's so far beyond, it's not relevant for him. It's not in the parsha. Right? This guy, if you would say, let's say this guy said, I'm going to marry the princess. I'm going to marry the princess. What would his friends tell him? You're nuts. You're not. I mean, literally, you're crazy. It's not lo shayach. Now, one second. Let's go on a second. Shitaver, shiyelo kanafayim lo'of hashamayim. Do you do you desire wings? You dream about having wings. I have dreamed about being invisible, but that's another issue. V'lo yitachein lihiyot. Okay. There was a radio show once that I listened to. I said, if you had to choose between flight and invisibility, which would you choose? Like, what superpower would you want? But okay, it's an interesting question. What? It's a good discussion at the dinner table. Which one would you choose and why? Okay. Kasher ein adam mitaver lishkov imo. Nobody wants to sleep with his mother. Thank God. Okay. Afa pichi hi afa. She's gorgeous. Ki hi giluhu min urav. Ladachi asuralo. Look at that word. Hirgiluhu. What was the word that you used? We are conditioned. So you are conditioned from your youth. And your mother is your mother. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have that desire. You just don't have that desire. Thank God. Haha. Similarly. Kol maskil tzarich shiyeda ki isha yafa o mamon lo yimtzeenu adam ba'avor chachmato v'da'ato. If you believe, if you really know, if you understand, the things that you have are the things that God gives you. The wife you have, the house you have, the home you have, it's what Hashem gives you. Many people, a lot of people don't get stuff. And a lot of people get stuff they didn't work for. That's really in Hashem's hands. My sons, bini, chaye umizone, children, livelihood, life and sustenance, money. It's not like, oh, you're a better person, so therefore you'll do better. Imagine that, right? Like, you know, the big tzaddikim had the big houses in Yabi Damin, and then the medium tzaddikim had that, and they had the donut, and those people were in like the basement apartments, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be nice. That's the way it should be, isn't it? But somehow it's not that way. It doesn't really often happen that way. It depends on a lot of other things. Uba'avor zeh, and for this reason, ha'maskil lo yit'aveh v'lo yachmod. How is he translating it? Remember our discussion. What's the difference between ta'ava and chemda? He will neither yit'aveh, desire, nor lo yachmod. And when he sees, Hashem said, your friend's wife, your neighbor's wife is Asur. She is, if he looks at it this way, she's more exalted than the princess in the eyes of that, that villager. He will be happy with his lot. And he won't desire or covet that which is not his. Because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him. He is not permitted to take it with force or with his thoughts and with his machinations. Cain, therefore, yivtach biboro, he should have faith in his creator. Shiachalkelenu, who will support him, v'yaseh hatov be'enav. Says the Ibn Ezra, it's a beautiful essay. He says, lo tachmod, it's not about necessarily, not just about not wanting what your friend has. It's about understanding that you have what the Ribbono Shel'Olam has given you. And you have to be happy with what he's given you. And understand that which he's given you is for you and for you only. And that which he's given your friend, it's not meant for you. You know, and I think we all, you know, it's one thing to, okay, let's leave the iPhones aside. We all look at the things our friends and our neighbors have, and we say, oh, you know, how, like, if I, don't get me wrong, if I'd only bought 3 years ago, you know, those of you who are renting are like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If I'd only bought 3 years ago here. But we weren't meant, and me, I saw the sign outside, we weren't meant to buy 3 years ago. It's not meant. Is that what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted me to do at that time, in that place? We're meant to do whatever we're meant to have. And that's, it's a lesson, lo tachmod is not the lesson in necessarily only, you know, you shouldn't want that. No. What's your connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Like, do you trust that he's giving you what you need, and not more, and not less? And then you would see the things that you don't have as things that are just not relevant to you. And that's something I think that we all struggle with, and we all have to work on. This level of a sense of bitachon. Now the thing that I would say is a struggle is, in the Ibn Ezra's time and in medieval ages, it was very easy to say that you're an ish kafri, and then there's this prince, this princess, and never the twain shall meet. But today we don't really live on those principles at all.
You don't think so?
What's a great American dream?
In terms of shidduchim, I mean, what is their yichas? What are your yichas? Oh, they have so much yichas. You know, you come from nothing.
I don't believe in yichas. I'm not kidding. Why? Because I'm very American. I'll explain to you what I mean. What's the American dream? No, I don't care if you're happy.
All
what?
You need is a dollar in a dream.
That's right. And you can be?
Anything you want.
Oh, come on. What you can be?
President.
That's not the American dream. That used to be the American dream. That's not the American dream.
That's the American reality.
Who's the American dream? That's right. You could be rich. You have to be. They call a spade a spade. It's about the American dream is totally dependent upon material wealth, happiness. Money.
But the pursuit of happiness really plays into this.
Why?
Because it exalts the pursuit of happiness. You're supposed to try to be happy. And what you were just saying about being satisfied with the life you have, the children you have, that's not the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness involves coveting, involves wanting the stuff in the Super Bowl.
Are you saying in today's culture or in general? So in today's culture, you're right. But I think God also wants us to be happy. He wants us to pursue happiness. But the pursuit of happiness isn't out there. The pursuit of happiness is in here. Being happy with what you have. And that's what Lo Tachmod is all about. And that's exactly what Ibn Ezra says. Lo Titavan, no, you should not desire. So the answer to the question is, how can Hashem say you shouldn't want what other people have? Because he gave you what you need. And if you really had that connection and had that sense of trust that to have that you have what you need, you wouldn't want somebody else's stuff. You would only want what you have. I mean, if you need something, okay, I need this. You know, some people need the iPhone in order to function and work or whatever, or they need a new car, or they need, right, those are needs. But that's fine. You need what you need. You need your chamor in order to build your house. But those are very different than I want that chamor. I want that car. I want that house. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a struggle. Like, what kind of car am I buying? Am I buying the car that I need to get me to work? I'm buying the car that I want. Well, will not only get me to work, but well, will drive me there. You know what I'm saying?
What's the difference between buying a regular watch or buying a Rolex?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, a regular watch doesn't.
But
a Rolex is
whole. Not last as long.
Okay. Yeah.
If you can buy 10 watches, it won't cost as much as a Rolex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to say something, Laura? No. Okay.
I just want to say, going back to what Laura said earlier about how the ones that precede this, it all relates to the one, but also what you're saying, it's the first commandment is, I am Hashem, your God. So this is connected to Avodah Zarah. If you don't believe, if you don't have that bitachon and you desire, then it's almost like God doesn't know what he's doing, and that's...
Good. There's a commentary you see on the left-hand side called Avi Ezer. Rabbi Ezer, I don't know who wrote it. Let me see if I can find it. Rabbi Ezer, Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Lisa. Have you heard of him? Mm-hmm. He wrote a commentary on the commentary of the Ibn Ezra. And he comments the following. You see the Yud Dalit at the very end? Mm-hmm. He says, Uladati, okay, in my mind, Nir Ebitzivui lo tachmod, Mechain lo tit ave, Shehema ba'im besof hadibrot. These commandments of lo tachmod, remember here, and in Devarim lo tit ave, they come at the end. Kmo mochiach chacham al ozen shamat. It's the rebuke of the wise to the listening ear. Matir tchila hapratim. First it warns us about the details. Ve'achaka kolel b'sof inyan echad hakolel kol hapratim. In the end, it gives us right, a summary that includes all of the details. Ukshenishmar mehaklal asher matir b'sof nishmar mikol hapratim. If you can keep yourself, if you can follow this klal, you can follow all of the pratim. Why? Ki yadua diikar verov averod ba'im mechamod mamon o mechamod zanut. Most sins come from the desire for money or the desire for sexuality or, and some combination of, the, of both, the desire for power. Which are really to get money or sex. V'terem over avera. Before a person sins, you want, why do you sin? Because I want the financial benefit that emanates from it. Why do you swear falsely? Why do you testify falsely? Some guy's paying you to. There's something in it for you. You have some benefit. Right, why do you work on Shabbos? I need the money. Why do you kill? Why would a person kill? It's always about, almost always about, in the end, money. The desire for money, it hurts the kavod yoldav, and it affects the kavod of your children. Ulufamim obeid avodah zara. Sometimes a person might even worship idols. Limsochein beenei haovdin lefarnes oto. Right, in order to find favor in the non-Jews. The Gemara actually says, what's one a huge motivator of avodah zara? What's a huge motivator for avodah zara? Anybody know? What's that? Sexual desire. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, you know, like that. Oh yeah, sure. What do you think? Is the best and most and first classic example is? Anybody know? What's the most well known example?
Julius Caesar.
Before no in the Torah even right. Torah says in Benot the Bnei Israel is Arvod Moav, Vayachel La'am Liznot Bivizmot Moav, right? Vayitzam Yisrael Elohim. Why'd they bow down to their idols? Because the pretty Moabite lady said, you must give before you receive. That's what they said. And they said, and the men said, okay, whatever. You know, just hold on. Okay. 1 second. V'zeh kolel kol hashmiyot kulo asher nichlalim bo pitei adivrot lo tachmod eshet reyecha. Okay, and that includes all of the details that are included. V'afchu po'el omed ba'atzmo. Even though it stands alone, ulam hakatuv yisir lahachin atzmo b'achanot yidu'ot ubesamim yidu'im b'yirah ubemusar. A person has to prepare himself with yirah and musar and the known ways. Laman bal yavo chemda v'ta'ava b'libo klal. You can do it. A person cannot desire. A person can prevent himself from wanting other people's stuff. But you have to do the things that you need to do in order for that to happen. It won't happen on its own. Meaning, if we live our daily lives, and you know, saying, and we are entrenched in a society that emphasizes this day in and day out, then you can't. You're right. It's impossible. But it is possible to live in a society or function in a way that you can avoid it. You can stay away if you do the things that you need to do. Right, that's the challenge. It is only the last of the Ten Commandments, and according to Ibn Ezra, the most important one because it includes all of the others in it. It's the gateway. Lo tachmod, lo titaveh.
That means when he says at is the end, there's the klal for all the pratim.
That's right. It's the klal.
Right, because at the end they say kol asher l'reyecha.
So no. I think that's
10 includes all 9.
Correct. That's exactly. I mean, well, at least the last 5. It includes the last 5. Lo tigzo, lo tina. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How do you stop any of those things? You won't do if you don't. If you can prevent yourself from desiring, from yearning for more money and more stuff, and you know, more women or whatever. You don't know all those things. Then you can stay away from all of the Ten Commandments. But if you don't follow the principle of Lo Tachma, you're going to be in trouble. Okay, let's look at the Rambam. Rambam, see on the bottom of...
How does it connect to Kivud Aven?
Oh, you're saying because the five and five? You mean because the last one, the last one?
I'm saying.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
The Midrash does connect it, but I found the connection not compelling. Yeah, I found it tenuous. The other ones are much stronger, but I found this one much more tenuous. So I could tell you, but you could look it up. Okay. The Rambam talks about the same thing. Okay, mitzvah. See Rambam, the bottom. One second. This, I think, is the... Look at the bottom left for a second. I think it's the Rabbeinu B'chayei on Devarim. Yeah. See that? So every parshan is going to deal with this problem. What is it between lo tachmod and lo titaveh? Kolomar, lo tachmod bidamim. So he says what it means is, tachmod bidamim means I buy it from you. I'll give you something, I'll take it. You know, and I do whatever I need to do in order to get this item. I really want this iPhone. You know what I'm saying? just then. Right? Johnny says yes. Okay. No, she doesn't. Okay. Velo tit aver below damim. Do not desire without money. Kolomar. This is gonna be the most frightening thing. Shelo yit aver v'yachshov ze belibo. You should not desire and want this thing in your heart. Right? So all of us who said to ourselves, oh, we're safe from lo tachmo because I'm not, long as I'm not doing whatever I need to do in order to get it, I'm safe. You're not so safe. Right? Because you shouldn't want it. Shamachshava hazo. Because the desire will bring you to buy it. Okay, so you still think it might be loti deva what he has, not I want
well,
like
well,
what
that's
he
what
has.
I'm with that first point. That's a boring,
you want? Yeah.
And there's a big problem with the end of the sentence there that assumes that everybody who wants something will go out and buy it, because there are a lot of things I would go out and buy and just won't and can't. So
what do you mean?
A presumption there that you can.
That you're able to.
Right. Meaning there's a physical limitation to being able to purchase something. You need to be able to.
Money.
You need money for
right.
It.
And that's sort of critical. Indeed.
Well, I don't understand.
Welcome to Israel.
Yeah, yeah. What if
Tashlamim.
For groceries. Is it just... Like, anyway, people put groceries on their credit card in the States, too. Can't afford those either.
But they don't take Tashlamim on them.
It's the same thing. To put on your credit card. It's just a different form of credit. It's a different form of credit.
You pay for Rosh Hashanah and
Pesach. Yeah. Anyway.
You celebrate all year long.
But the Torah was not envisioning a consumer society where you could have... What's the difference? Like, let's say I like your car. I like your animal. I'll buy your animal. Like, I'm saying not nastily, not necessarily. I'm not going to steal it from you, but I want it. It's a nice animal. Will you sell it to me? You know what I'm saying? I like your house. Okay, so it's knock on your door, and I'll say, I'll pay you $500,000 cash for your house today. Okay?
So
am I allowed to do that?
No.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Yes,
why not? What did I do wrong? I offered you money.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah,
why could you not do that?
And that's exactly what it says. Lo tachmod b'reicha. And don't want his house.
That's exactly what you're not allowed to do.
That's exactly what it says. Isn't that exactly that? And you're not allowed to pay money to make effort to have what he has.
But what if you say...
When you buy a house, you're going to buy someone's house. There's someone's house that you want. That's how you purchase
it. They're selling it.
They don't want it anymore.
Right.
Uh-huh. They want to get rid of it. But let's say I say to Deborah, I like your mipachat. Where did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Mm-hmm. And I want to go buy one for myself. I don't want hers. I want the same. Is that out, you know, lo tachmod?
What are you... I understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying, how could that be lo tachmod?
Yeah.
But...
I like it. I don't need it.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm asking you, based on what you've read, what we've seen until now.
No, you can't really do that.
That's right. That's what it sounds like. Our whole society. Our whole society is based on that, yeah.
But where did you get it?
Wait a second. But what does that mean then? Our whole life is all based on stuff. Really? Think about how much, like how, you know, the difference between our lives. You know, you ever read like A Little House on the Prairie? You know what I'm saying? Like, the most amazing thing about that book is they could take all their stuff, stick it in the back of a wagon, and that's all they had. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have stuff until 100 years ago. How much stuff did you have?
What you needed.
And not more.
So how do modern day rabbanim deal with this issue? Because today's society,
we ignore it. What do you mean? How do we deal with it? Of course it's an issue.
Obviously it's an issue. So, like, how do they deal with it? Because today's society is obviously different to the society, the Torah society, which was agricultural
and people, you know, the way things work then. The society is, the economics of it are completely different.
Are we, does God want us? There's a lot of things about today's society that are good, that are wonderful, and a lot of things about today's society that are destructive and horrible. Right? So is this one of the good things, or is this one of the things that Torah Jews, if we were really honest with ourselves, would say, you know what I'm saying? We take some things that are good from society. We use technology in order to create amazing sheets and, you know, and send things out across the world. But at the same time, some things about society, some values in society, you know what I'm saying? There are other values in society that we say we reject totally. The sexuality of society, the inappropriate of society. There are a lot of things that we say that's not a Torah value. But we just don't, do we ever think about, we don't think about economics, right?
Yeah, but that, somebody must have, Rabban must have thought of the economics.
I mean, yeah, Rambam wrote about it. I mean, it is one of the, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm coming. It is one of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Based on everything, we kind of came down to a socialist economy, correct?
It was more in favor.
It wasn't a communist economy. It wasn't everybody has the same, everybody it was, you know, gives them the same.
Socio-capitalist.
Right?
Socio-capitalist.
And then weeks ago, we were talking about when Israel left, and they took all of the Mitzrayim's gold and goods, right? So I imagine they kind of desired and had their eyes on it as slaves, right? There was also, you know, I'm just saying, there seems to me some support within Torah for not communist and not necessarily just the simple life of, you know, they took the Egyptian stuff.
Right.
And I'm sure there are other examples of stuff.
Like Yaakov had rechush rav and he schlepped it around.
I'm just saying, develop your idea, unless you want me to. Yes, okay. What you're articulating is that there aren't extremes, like, and not one of these are not correct necessarily, but like pretty much everything else in Judaism, right, there's a healthy balance that we're going to try to find between, on the one hand, economic, I would say, prosperity and the desire to develop and grow, on the one hand, versus trying to control that and allowing your stuff to overtake you and to become you and to begin to define you. I mean, on the one hand, are you supposed to want things? Are you supposed to, like, you're supposed to want to grow? Are you supposed to want to own in order, there's a value to beauty and there's a value to wealth, right? But it's supposed to be used in the service of Hashem, service of God, as opposed to using the wealth in the service of ourselves. Right? Do, you know what I'm saying? In the ideal world, like in the...
Just have what everybody has. Like
no, it doesn't say everybody shares. It says you have what you have. But why do you need to have what he has? You know, are you happy with what you have, or you're not happy because of what he has? Now, the question then becomes, if you're happy with what you have, then how much work am I going to do in order to, like, what's the cost of this stuff? What's the cost of wanting stuff? Let's say you don't steal. Let's say it never brings you to murder. It never brings you to adultery. But it does bring you to do something else. What does it bring you to do?
Work harder.
That's right. Spend less time doing all the things that you should need to be doing. Or that you could be doing. Why? Because we have to support all the cost of all this stuff. We have to support the cost of the lifestyle that we have accustomed ourselves to. And that we need to... You know what I'm saying? It's not free. So al cheshbon ma, you know what I'm saying? At the cost of what? And if you're not in that rat race and you just don't care, right, you're free to do other things, whatever it is. Study Torah, spend time with your children, spend time with your family, you know, attend shiurim, whatever you want to do. Right, there are costs. You know what I'm saying? And I think that in a more balanced society, you know, like, let's say, for example, so I was at my brother-in-law's house. I just saw his house in Lakewood. And he was showing me his backyard. And he said, like, his backyard is, like, kind of run down. A brand new house, kind of run down backyard. Mostly because I said to my kids, I'm not killing myself for this backyard. And I'm not doing it. Because I don't care. You can play ball whether it's beautiful, green, lush grass or not. And I remember thinking, like, I didn't really judge him because I understood what he was saying. Like, you know how much time I spent on my backyard, on my yard in America? I loved my yard. The yard was like, you know, I would mow it every other week, and you're like, you know, you fertilize it. So how much money did we spend on the yard? And why do I spend money on my yard? I want to look nice. For what? What's the purpose of the yard looking nice? Can I sit in it better if the grass is greener?
Yes.
You enjoy it more.
If it's a backyard, it's not for people to see.
That's right.
It's not for people to see.
I think that's the difference between men and
women. No. Because, the again, you're saying, you can't sit and relax in a yard that's not lush and green.
Not really.
No.
Listen to yourselves. Listen, we're in the middle of a low tachmot here. Oh, my God. No. You can't?
I don't covet anybody else's garden.
Oh, my God.
I can't sit in my garden if it's not
green. Okay. Oh, anyway. All right. Says the Rambam.
Junk everywhere and dirty and unkempt.
It doesn't have to be junky and dirty, but it doesn't have to be lush and green. Anyway, it wasn't terrible. His yard wasn't terrible, but he didn't want. He said, "I'm not having a manicure. You know, like I'm not doing that." And again, that's a certain Torah value. That's a certain value that comes along and says that just because the whole world says that it has to be X, doesn't mean that we agree with that. There are other things that are more important. My time is more important. I don't have the money for that. I don't want to spend my money on that. I just don't care. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, v'hamitzvah ha-reish la-michvav. This is the Rambam. I'm saying for ha-mitzvot. She-hizharnu, we are warned, me-hasim machshavotenu, to place our thoughts, lachmod mashiyesh ba-achenu, to kavet, that is which is our brothers, ulehit avot bo, or and to desire it. She-zeh yeh mevi la-sot tachbula liknoto. And that will bring us to machinations to acquire it. V'zeh lashon ha'azara sheba'a ba'zeh ha'inyan. Amar, this is the warning that the Torah says, lo tit'ave beit re'echa. Okay? V'ein ha'shnei halavin elu b'inyan echad. These are not one lav. These are two separate deoraita Torah prohibitions. Aval halav arishon v'hu lo tachmod. Right, the first prohibition is, mazhir shelo liknot mashiyesh l'zulato. Don't buy that which he has. V'halav hasheni, and the second lav, masir afilu lihit avot bilibenu levad. Even just to desire in our heart what he has. Not even to buy it. V'lashon mechilta, lo tachmod beit reyacha, v'lahalanu omer lo titave beit reyacha. It says both, lo tachmod and lo titave. L'chayev al hata'ava bitzne bifnei atzma, to obligate you on the ta'ava, v'al hachamud bifnei atzmo, and on the desire by itself. V'sham amru, minayin she'it im hitava adam safo lachmod. How do we know if you want it, you will covet it? Tamolom alo tivav alo tich tachmod. Minayin she'im chaman adam safo ligzol. If you really want it, you'll end up stealing it. Or you'll end up stealing in order to get it. Tamud lomar b'chamdo sadot v'gazlo. I didn't read that right. U'bi'irzeh, what this means is, she'im radav davar yafe etzel achiv. You see, your friend has something nice.
Sorry.
Alright. If his thoughts overtake him, and he desires it, avar al imro itbarach lo titaveh. He violates lo titaveh. V'im hitchazeg bo ahavat adavar. And if this desire is so strong in him, ad shishtadeh lahagio etzlo, until he tries to get it to him, v'lo yasu machalot panav, ulach bidolav, you're begging him, you're overcoming him. Did you see that Seinfeld commercial?
I did.
Isn't it? This is this, right? You're trying to do everything you could possibly do, in a funny way, of course. Shiyim kirehu, you'll sell it to him. O yachlivo to elav, or you'll trade it to him. B'mashu yoter do mimene v'yoter shaveh. You know, whatever I'll give you whatever. V'him igiel bakashato, and if he gets it, he'd ekvar alavar alo tachmod. Gam ken achar shakana hadavar, shiyye lecha v'ro. V'lo haya ritzono lemachron, didn't want to sell it to him. About Chavirala, Beherim, he kept begging him and he fooled him. Ad shlakov yeshalo kvar avar shnei lavin, he violated these two lavin. Lo titaveh velo tachmod. Okay? Okay, skip the second page for a second. Lo tasev, lo titaveh. Skip it in the left hand side. This is the Sefer Achinuch. Okay, as you can see, one, on the right hand side is lo tachmod. Mitzvah 38, and Mitzvah Taf Kuf Dalet 424 is Shelot Tit Aveh. Okay, and he says, what's the commandment? This is the Chinuch. Shenimneu Milikvoa Machshavtenu Lehitavot mashabiyad echad me'acheinu b'nei Yisrael. We are enjoined from desiring in our thoughts that which another fellow Jew has. Lishfi shekviat amachshava b'ta'ava al oto davar. Because the desires, the focusing of our thoughts and desire on that thing, sibah la'asot tachbula lakachad oto mimenu, is the reason that will cause us to do machinations to take it. I know what you're thinking. You're still thinking. It's still mimenu.
Yeah.
Still from him.
Because it's specifically saying, because you're going to come to do all these things to get his.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny what you're saying. But you're reading into it.
I mean, otherwise you're saying you can't own anything.
No. Like, no. You can't want what other people have.
We needed a car now.
You need a car. Great.
So we went looking at people's cars.
Right.
To see which of our neighbors' cars we most wanted.
That's very different. You didn't decide. But that's exactly the point. You didn't say, oh, I have a car, but they have a car. I like their car. I want a car like that. You said, I need a car. Why? Because you need to transport your family, however you need to transport your family. So what you did was you went around asking people, trying to find out which car was the best car that would meet your needs. That's what you were trying to say. It wasn't I want to see what your car is in order so that I can want the car that's most
and
like them.
The
those are very different things.
Car, and we went and
you didn't want someone's car. Someone showed you a car and explained the benefits of it to you
right.
And why they liked it. And therefore, you went and bought that car. Those are entirely different things. Of course you need things. You need things in order to function in life. But what you didn't say was, I have a car.
So that's what I'm saying.
But he's got a better car. And I really want that car and not my car. And that's what a lot of us do.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I trade up. My car is fine. You know, okay, it's a couple years old. But I want the nicer car. Wouldn't you say that's that? That's lo tita
ben? Well, how do you define need? Right?
Yeah. Come on.
Reason the need.
Come on. Come on.
How do you define need? You need to have 5 seats in your car. You can go and buy the oldest junk car.
Right.
And not spend a lot of money, and it will still get you from A to B with all your kids in the car.
Right. Is it safe? Is it economic?
20,000 shekels on crazy prices on a minivan. Why?
No.
That's not
design. I don't agree with that.
Need, want. I want a nicer car. I need to get from A to B.
Let's keep it on simplest level. 5-seater sedan could cost you 100,000 shekel, or it could cost you 200,000 shekel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the 100,000 and the 200,000?
So I'm 100,000. Yeah. 100,000.
What?
There are differences.
You can always justify. I mean, I wouldn't. You can always say, oh, it's got more safety, and the Volvo came first in the safety, and I need to keep my family safe, and... You know?
I'm running out of time.
Okay, sorry.
I understand what you're saying, let me put it this way. It's not so black and white, but you're dealing with one of the last and most significant of the Ten Commandments. So which one are you? Are we going to try to?
On the side of need.
Yeah, wouldn't you say? You know what I'm saying? Somehow, when it comes to when it comes to a hechsher, I say, oh, well, I don't recognize this badasi thing, so I'm not going to put it away. But when it comes to need and desire, well, do I really need it? This is Aseret Dibros. You know what I'm saying? This is like
top 10.
You know what I'm saying? Look at it says the chinuch. Skip to where it says it's like kind of the second paragraph. I broke it up. Ve'al titma. Ba'al titma, see the letter, it's like the number, there's like a footnote number 4, Ba'al. Mm-hmm. Ba'al is the beginning of the line. Ba'al titma lomar, Ech biyado shal adam limnoa lebavom, hitavot el otzar ko klei chemda shir e bishut chaveiro. How am I supposed to, how is a person supposed to stop himself? Imukulam reik vreikam. Ve'ech tavo miniyata Torah b'mashi yefshar lo la'adam la'amor alav. How is the Torah, how can the Torah prevent me from doing something I can't control? She said, davar ain't okay. That's not true. V'lo yamru oto zulati hatipshim haraim v'chata'im benafshotam. Only fools and sinners say this. Ki hamnam biyad ha'adam limnoa atzmo machshavotav v'ta'avotav mikol ma sheyirtze. Sorry. I don't care. You can. You can control what you want. You can control your desires. U'bishuto v'da'ato l'hachik u'lekarev chepzo v'chol arvin kirtzono. Right? Yeah, you can control what you desire. Right? You know, your friend's wife, your friend's husband is attractive. You control yourself. You have to. You're supposed to. That's the Torah. Ah, how am I supposed to not want what she has? How am I supposed to not want her mitpacha? You could. Yeah, I'm saying. Okay. I think this is true, and this is something we say. Bilibo masur biyado al kol asher yachvot yatenu. You control your heart. Your heart doesn't control you. And this is a principal rule of, I would say, the Musar movement, the self-improvement movement. The whole goal of our goal in life is that our desires don't control us. We control our desires. And this is a hard one, especially today. It's a challenging one.
Especially with food.
Well, yeah, no, you're not kidding. And that's it, but it is. V'Hashem asher lefanav niglu kol ta'alamot chopes kol chadrei batin ro'eh klayot v'lev. God knows our heart. He knows our kidneys. Ein achak tana gdola tova ra'a mikol machshavot adam ne'elemet mimenu. Nothing is hidden from God. No thought. Lo nastir mimenu inav. Yashiv nekem lo v'ebritzon ablevavam. V'anotzer chesed la'alafim la'ohavav. Ha'mefanim la'avodato b'machshavotam. The hardest avoda. It's not the avoda you do with your body. It's the worship you do with your heart. And just as God punishes those who don't worship with their heart, God rewards those who do worship with their heart. She'ein tov la'adam kemo ha'machsha tova b'hazaka. There is nothing as good for a person as pure thoughts. Ki hi reshit kol ha'ma'asim b'sofam. It is the beginning and end of all deeds. Mezeo lefi adome inyan lev tov. This is the idea of a lev tov. The answer, Aviva, I think this is what you were getting at, is how can God control our... That's the whole thing. That's the purpose of Judaism, is to tell us you can control how you think. You can control your desires. You must control your desires. Right? And that defines not only how you think, but what you do and who you are. And it's hard. Especially, I mean, we live in a place, in a time, where this is, maybe this is our struggle of our time, more than anything.
I think it's harder for younger people.
You think so?
Yeah. It's so much easier once you've lived a long life and you have a lot of stuff, and you find out that the stuff doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. You do find that out, but in my experience, I've seen plenty of older people that buy stuff and want stuff as well. I mean, I think you're right. Maybe with experience, as you go through life, it means a little bit less. But as time is going along, the messages are more and more enticing and more powerful, and they're more and more individualized. Like, one of the dangers is there of Facebook is you go on Facebook, on the side there's an ad. And the ad isn't just an ad stand that you saw that you read in the newspaper. It knows who you are, knows what you do, and knows what you want. And it says, you know the thing that you do and want to talk about a lot? You could buy it right here. This is the commandment of our time. Lo tachmon. Good luck!
Mine says, yeah. U.S.